The National Chief Imam has invited the leadership of the Hohoi Muslim community to Accra for a meeting to address the impasse between Muslims and some residents of Hohoi in the Volta region. This decision was taken after a meeting with the Chief of Hohoi and the Muslim community. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a spokesperson for the National Chief Imam, Sheikh Mohammed Gado Mohammed, described yesterday's meeting as fruitful. He said the meeting has helped to calm down tension in the area. The Chief Imam appealed to Muslims to live in peace and harmony with one another. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
We went to Thursday, a courtesy call on the Chief. We went to visit him. He wasn't there, but we have an interaction with the elders of the other community. They were all there. In fact, the place was packed. So the National Chief Imam had opportunity to talk to them, to appeal to them for calm. And he spoke to them about, he brought in some religious tenets to bear on the situation. He appealed for understanding and calmness. In fact, he refers to the fact that they have lived, there have been a peaceful coexistence between these communities for a very long time. They should not allow this incident to change things. Initially, when we went in, you can see there was a lot of tension in the air. You can see from the way they were chanting and so on, that yes, there was a conflict situation there. But after the discussions and so on, the situation changed remarkably. Went back, and the chief himself then followed us to the residence where we had an interaction with him. Apparently, he already knew the National Chief Imam they've met before. So it even made the thing more friendlier. And I think, again, the National Chief Imam appealed to him. We all talked to him that he should let things, he should give peace a chance. And he agreed. He told us, yes, if the National Chief Imam at this age of well over 80, 87, thereabout, can come all the way from Accra into a conflict zone soon after the event, then it showed the keen interest or the seriousness that we attach to the situation. And that helped a lot because they were all appreciative that the Chief Imam had come all the way to see them to ensure that peace would prevail. From there, we went to the Muslim community. Again, let me repeat, we went there and we didn't have much time because 6 o'clock is the curfew time. So we did have to rush things a little bit. We met the entire community were in the mosque. It's a very big mosque. And they were all there. And as I said, there were more youth. The community was very youthful. We talked to them, the National Chief Imam preached to them, he appealed to them and he talked to them and he emphasized the fact that the Ewe community, this is their town. Whatever we do, we have come and we are among them, and they, for all these years, they have allowed things to go, the relationship has been good. We should not let this incident change.
Will you say your meeting with the Muslim community and the people of Hohoi has calmed down tension in the area?
Oh yes, at least yesterday, because these are the key figures, stakeholders in this matter, the chief and his council of chiefs, you know, that we spoke to, and giving the response that we got from them on the discussion, I think yes, the trip has had a positive impact on the situation. I could see that yes, he was impacting, they were receiving his sermon and his talk to them. It went down very well. But we didn't leave things there because, as I said, we had to rush because of the cases. So we have agreed with them that they will send a delegation to Accra so that we can have more exchanges with them so that they could also give us their side of the story. And then subsequently, a delegation from Accra will go back and now focus on talking to the Muslim community and ensuring that they go through things calmly and try to learn to live with the indigenous as brothers and sisters. Yeah, I think this is where I will leave it.
On a more lighter note, the Chief Imam was caught in the curfew. How was he feeling?
Oh, well, it's not only him. We were all caught in the curfew. But we did what we could to observe the curfew. We made sure that we didn't, but we didn't go alone. We had the security men with us, and they were able to talk to the security men on the ground.
There's a spokesperson for National Chief Imam Sheikh Mohammed Gado Mohammed talking to Bright in Trauma.